You're further from the word of the Lord in the book of Leviticus and in the true Christian religion. Chapter 19 of Leviticus. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. And you shall not promise by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am Yehovah. Thou shalt not defraud thy companion, nor rob him. The wages for the work of him who is hired shall not pass the night with thee until the morning. Thou shalt not insult someone who is deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but thou shalt fear thy God. I am Yehovah. You shall do no perversity in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the faces of the poor, nor honor the faces of the mighty, but in justice thou shalt judge thy fellow man. Thou shalt not go slandering among thy people. Thou shalt not stand against the blood of thy companion. I am Yehovah. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Reproving, thou shalt reprove thy fellow man, and not carry a sin against him. Thou shalt not take revenge, and thou shalt not bear a grudge against the sons of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yehovah. From the chapter on charity in true Christian religion, we read, every man individually is the neighbor who is to be loved, but according to the quality of his good. To love the neighbor viewed in itself is not to love the person, but the good that is in the person. Since charity itself has its seat in the internal man, where it is willing well, and from that is in the external man, where it is doing well, it follows that the internal man is to be loved, and from it the external. Consequently, a man is to be loved according to the quality of the good that is in him. Therefore, good itself is essentially the neighbor. This may be illustrated as follows. When someone selects for himself from among three or four applicants a steward for his house or a servant, does he not try to find out about his internal man and choose one who is sincere and faithful and for that reason love him? In like manner, a king or magistrate from three or four persons would select one competent for office and would refuse the incompetent, whatever his looks or however favorable his speech and actions. Since then, every man is the neighbor, and the variety of men is infinite, and everyone is to be loved as a neighbor according to his good, it is plain that there are genera and species, and also degrees or levels of love to the neighbor. And because the Lord is to be loved above all things, it follows that the degrees of love towards the neighbor are to be measured by love to the Lord. That is, by how much of the Lord, or of what is from the Lord, the other possesses in himself. For thus far he possesses good, since all good is from the Lord. But as these degrees are in the internal man, and the internal man rarely manifests itself in the world, it is sufficient that the neighbor be loved according to the degrees that are known. But after death, these degrees are clearly perceived, for the affections of the will and the consequent thoughts of the understanding form a spiritual sphere around those in the spiritual world, which is felt in various ways. While in this world, this spiritual sphere is absorbed by the material body and encloses itself within a natural sphere, which then flows forth from man. That there are degrees of love towards the neighbor is plain from the Lord's parable of the Samaritan who did mercy to the man wounded by thieves, whom the priest and the Levite saw and passed by. And when the Lord asked which of those three seemed to have been the neighbor, he was answered, "He who showed mercy." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.